The breakdown of trade negotiations between the EU and Ukraine dominated the final day of an EU leaders' summit in Brussels. However, a message was sent out to the Ukrainian government that it is not too late to agree on a deal.
The offer of political association and closer trade ties is still on the table. We are willing to sign as soon as the country is ready.
That message contradicted an earlier statement from Lithuania, which currently holds the EU presidency.
Europe is open for Ukrainian people, but not necessarily for this government. That's the message.
A plan by Britain to block migrants and the abuse of refugees in Italy brought migration talks into sharp focus. The EU says it is pressing ahead with measures which some human rights campaigners say are anti-immigrant.
We need to address the causes of migration and the fight against trafficking, smuggling and organized crime. Second, we need to better manage our sea borders.
The EU leaders welcomed the deal reached regarding Iran's nuclear program, and they called for more international aid to deal with the Syrian refugee crisis. The European Commission President, José Manuel Barroso, said he doesn't agree with a decision by the ratings firm Standard & Poor's to downgrade the EU's credit rating. And on the issue of unemployment, he said member states must do more in 2014 to tackle the crisis. This was the last EU leaders' summit of 2013. The three presidents of the EU institutions have said that a lot was achieved during the year. It is a sentiment that is unlikely to resonate well with the 27 million EU citizens who are currently unemployed and many millions more who are working but nonetheless are teetering on the poverty line. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, inside the European Council Media Centre, Brussels.